This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is the many shades of hypocrisy. Well, of course, we're all familiar with overt or very obvious hypocrisy. For example, in the days of Christ, right? Many people were with him when he was healing and performing miracles. Although when he is about to be crucified, you see many, many people become, you know, very overt hypocrites because they turn away and claim not to know him and so on and so forth. But in reading in Luke 13, I learned that there are some less obvious ways that we can be hypocritical of each other. In Luke 13 specifically, there is a woman who comes into the synagogue. Jesus is there and she comes in for healing, and she's been ill for 18 years and Jesus decides to heal her on the spot. Well, as the scriptures will say, some of the synagogue leaders become indignant because they can't believe Jesus has healed her on the Sabbath day, which represents a form of work. In Luke 13:15, he responds and says, "You hypocrites, don't you unlock your ox from the stalls on Sabbath day?" And so it got me to thinking about sometimes how we can accuse another of doing something that we ourselves are guilty of too. For example, I may correct one of my sons and say, "In that instance, you could have shown more respect." But at the same time, I may have a meeting with someone, show up a few moments late because I did not plan well enough, and now I've just shown disrespect for that other person's time or schedule. So it's the same thing. It just looks a little different when we do it. The scripture today is Matthew 7:2. "For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use to judge is the standard you will be judged by." Tune in tomorrow when we talk about how our lives are bearing fruit. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. For more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.